Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with Tiffany. I know it's been a while since I've done a podcast episode. Everything has just been crazy. It's just been super busy, so I'm getting right back on track, and I thought the best way to get back on track would be to talk about one of my new favorite shows now, Big Brother, or as I should say, Big Brother. Before we move on with this podcast episode, I have to let you guys know that there will be spoilers in this episode. So if you have not watched the season finale of Big Brother 21, I highly suggest you stop listening to this podcast now because I'm going to dive right in. I will be telling my thoughts and I will be talking about who won last night's episode of Big Brother. You have been warned, and now I am moving on. Okay, so this is actually my first season ever watching Big Brother. I've never watched the show before. I had no idea what the concept of the show was. I just knew that people were going crazy over this show. So my husband and I decided to give it a try, and we became hooked from the first episode of this season, and we stayed consistent, and we watched it all the way through. I'm actually looking on the Big Brother Instagram just so that I can have my thoughts planned out and everything that I want to say accurate. So I'm going to start with the final three. So we had Nicole, Mickey, and Holly. They were the final three. I was Team Cliff for the longest. I think towards the last week or so that Cliff was in the house, that's when I started to shift more towards Mickey, just because Mickey's gameplay has been consistent. Yes, I feel like he was a little bit aggressive in the very beginning, but I also feel like someone coming from Franklin, Tennessee, which is not a big city at all, it's outside of Nashville, I'm wondering if just him being on TV kind of got him caught up in, you know, the hype and whatnot. And that's probably why he had such a cocky attitude coming into the season, because he definitely calmed down. Or that could have been because of Holly, which takes me on to Holly. There was the showmance left over with Nicole. So I was really, really interested to see how this was going to play out. I was thinking to myself, there's no way that Big Brother will have a showmance at the end, you know, two people who are dating, because in my opinion, that's a win for both of them because they're together. They're in a relationship. So of course, whoever wins, they're going to split the money. So at least that's what I was thinking. And I still think that. So I'm going to read my thoughts to you just as I put them on Instagram on the Big Brother's feed of their most recent photo. I said, congrats to Mickey for winning, although we know Holly also won since they are a couple. Hashtag Tennessee kids, which is something that Justin Timberlake started. It's a hashtag for people who are from Tennessee. As you guys know, I'm also from Tennessee, so I just threw that in there because I know Mickey is from Tennessee as well. I feel like it's a win-win for both of them, and she still goes home with $50,000. So, I mean, they're good. And I think that at the end, when Julie asked Mickey and Holly if their relationship was going to continue, they both kind of acted as if there's a possibility that it couldn't, and they used the whole typical, oh, one day at a time. I think that was just a publicity thing so that the audience wouldn't assume exactly what I'm thinking as far as like them, they're a couple. So it's kind of like, dang, Big Brother, like we didn't even have a... It's kind of like there wasn't even a fair competition at the end. Like I think it should have been Nicole and Mickey, or Holly and Nicole, or something like that. I think that the showmance should have been broken up, but hey, it was still good entertainment. And next I said, Kimmy should have not even come back to the show. She had an attitude the entire time. So Kimmy, to me, I never really liked Kimmy coming into the season. She just had an attitude from the very beginning. You know, I feel like it's those people who want to go on a reality TV show and they want to be known as, you know, the bitch of the show or whatever. That's kind of the vibe that I felt like Kimmy was throwing off from the very beginning. So she had an attitude from the beginning of the show, the beginning of the season. She got kicked off. And then coming back in to the finale tonight, she still had the same stank attitude, the same stank face the entire time. It's like, why did you even come back to the show? Like, your energy was just way off. I get it. It was during the time that they were talking about something that was supposedly controversial. And I'll touch on that in a bit, but I don't feel like if you were that mad and that angry and you were going to just have complete shade the entire time, you could have just watched the finale from the comfort of your own home or not watched it at all, because she did not even seem like she even wanted to be credited under Big Brother. So that was my thoughts on Kimmy. I noticed that she didn't even give Mickey a hug or anything after it was announced that he won the season. So, or after it was announced that he won the show. So it's like that attitude. I don't know why they brought her back on the show. Next, I said, I hope the highlighter brand that Annalise used offers her a sponsorship, because holy crap, she used the whole damn bottle. Oh, Annalise was never really a favorite of mine either to begin with. I feel like she was just like the pretty girl that was the dingbat. Kat was also a dingbat, but Annalise was like a legit, like, just dumb for no reason. And I don't mean to like call her dumb, it's just the things that she did, and I guess the way the show made her look, in my opinion, just made it feel like she was a complete dingbat. I just didn't understand why she had all that highlighter on, though. Like, that was so unnecessary. But hey, that's just that's my personal thoughts. So moving on, I think the whole racist thing really bothered Mickey to the point where he didn't really enjoy his win. I really feel like Mickey has always seemed like a very, you know, very proud and very happy that he's won, when he won challenges, when he, you know, and when he won the show. Like, when they were in the house, he seemed obviously super happy and also in shock. But if you watched at the end when his parents came up on the stage, you could tell it was really bothering him, and he even brought it up to his parents saying, I'm not a racist. I saw him say that. And if you play it back when you're watching it and just rewind it and really listen and watch the way he acted with his mom and his dad, you can totally see that it was really bothering him. That's the only thing I feel like that was the block that was going through his mind, because he was, this whole season, he was really looking forward to just, he was always saying, I can't wait to walk out that door and have the confetti on my shoulders. So when it was the time to come up, when it was the time that he won, it just kind of seemed like, you know, something was bothering him. And once the ending credits were rolling and I saw him talking to his parents, that's when I was like, it's because of the whole racial thing. That's why. I feel like, I don't know, again, this is my first time ever watching Big Brother, so I don't know if they have like a reunion show or anything like that, but I feel like maybe that's something that should have come up then versus right before they're about to win. But I guess that would have made the jury think about who they want to pick as well. So I don't know. That was just a very odd moment. Moving on, I said, finally, I'm thinking about auditioning for next season. Y'all, do you think I should audition for Big Brother? I'm thinking about just seeing what would happen. I probably won't go through with it. I don't think I could be on a show like Big Brother. I really don't think I could be on any type of reality TV shows, just because I know how the editing process works. Sometimes things can be misconstrued, which we saw this season a lot as far as like race went and gender, people being called degrading and all of those different things. And I just personally, I don't think I would be I don't think I would be good on the show just because I don't think I would do well in the challenges. I think I would do well in the challenges with strength, but puzzles, I can't handle puzzles. And I was sitting there watching the finale tonight and I was like, how do they remember day 46 and day 48? Like, there's no way. I can't even remember what happened this morning. So overall, I really enjoyed this season. Some people that have been watching Big Brother for a very long time have told me that this isn't even one of the best seasons. So I'm thinking about trying to figure out how I can go back and watch other seasons because I really enjoyed the show. So that's it for this week's podcast. Please let me know your thoughts. What did you think about Big Brother? Do you watch Big Brother or would you even consider going on the show? Once again, thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast and I will catch you next time.